Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and I'm delighted to return to the channelings of Quo. If you check out my previous episodes, we have discussed the writings from the social memory complex known as Quo that is cited by LL Research in relation to the Law of One material, which is the raw material. And we have discussed a variety of interesting subjects that are mind-expanding. And this time I wanted to share some different stuff they say about social memory complexes. One of the really exciting things when I recently had my live event was our group meditation, and it really felt like we connected as a group in a certain way. And you can feel that this becomes a sort of stage of evolution in our planet. In my interview with Jim McCarty, he explained that the social memory complex is the sign of the transformation into the fourth density, which we may call the new earth. And it's interesting to figure out really what it is. Jim McCarty explains that the Akashic record is awakening. And so I wanted to go over just a couple passages from the raw material and then from Quo when they ask for further details about this awakening social memory complex, which may be what is happening now. In the raw material, in the session 47 from book 2, they ask Ra, the question I'm trying to ask the last session, of what value to evolution or experience with respect to the Creator, knowing itself, are the positive and negative social memory complexes that formed starting in fourth density, and why was this planned by the Logos? Ross explains there are inherent incorrectness in your inquiry. However, we may answer the point of it. The incorrectness lies in the consideration that social memory complexes were planned by the Logos or Logos or sub-Logos. This is incorrect, as the unity of the Creator exists within the smallest portion of any material created by love, much less in a self-aware being. However, the distortion of free will causes the social memory complex to appear as a possibility at a certain stage of evolution of mind. The purpose of our consideration, which causes entities to form such complexes, of these social memory complexes, is a very simple extension of the basic distortion towards the Creator's knowing of itself. For when a group of mind-body spirits become able to form a social memory complex, all experience of each entity is available to the whole of the complex. Thus, the Creator knows more of its creation in each entity partaking of this communion of entities. In session 11 of book 1, they ask, at what stage does a planet achieve social memory? Ra explains, a mind-body-spirit social complex becomes a social memory complex when its entire group of entities are of one orientation or seeking. The group memory lost to the individuals in the roots of the tree of mind then becomes known to the social complex, thus creating a social memory complex. The advantage of this complex are the relative lack of distortion in understanding the social beingness and the relative lack of distortion in pursuing the direction of seeking. For all understanding, distortions are available to the entities of the society. In a 1995 session in February of 26, they ask, Quo, we would like to know about the formation of the social memory complex on planet Earth. Does our technology, such as television, computers with internet, radio, music, etc., aid any as training wheels in the formation of our social memory complex? And are there more subtle and efficient ways that this formation of our social memory complex is accomplished in our everyday lives? Carla explains, we are those known to you as the principle of Quo. And we greet you in each in the love and the light of the one infinite Creator. We thank each for inviting us to join you in this working on this day of new growth and new hope. As the light lengthens each day and the atmosphere becomes slowly warmer and your planet stirs its roots in search of new food and reaches its leafy arms to the life-giving light, we find your cycle of seasons most beautiful in each stage and most evocative of the lessons of life and death, which revolve about love and learning about love inevitably. As always, we ask each to use his or her own discrimination to test these things which we say by the standards of your own heart, so that your contributions may be your resources and never your stumbling blocks. Those ideas that we have that do not fit in with what you know as the truth, we ask, just leave behind. And we greatly appreciate your doing this with us and with any words which you may hear. For the true authority on truth is the heart of any self which has begun the process of knowing, of becoming known to itself. This day, your question is one which is difficult to get. We shall say, organized with as the concept of social memory complex as the ultimate computer, is at the same time a wonderful metaphor for what the social memory complex has as its resources, and at the same time a guide which is easily misread, in that the social memory complex is of a transcendentally different nature from that of the computer, no matter how complete the information upon it. Let us look first at the metaphor of the global intelligence which is made available through the internet, as this instrument calls the rapidly expanding system whereby mass quantities of information are made available to masses of people. No longer does the seeker of information need to spend large amounts of time physically moving from place to place, searching out materials to study. More and more, those who wish information simply turn on their computers and access the information desired, either through the internet or through what this instrument would call software, which may be placed upon the memory of the computer, especially as those completely familiar with computers become able to use them with skill. The model of the computer with its global connections certainly is a promising and substantial metaphor for the golden net of love, which the social memory complex is. Now, that very description of a social memory complex may easily uncover the element lacking in the metaphor of the computer internet. For this computer, no matter how complete its store of information, cannot express the concepts which move into emotion. Those shadowy concepts which are so deeply a part of truth cannot be carried by that which is not living. For there is no logic to emotion. There is no expression outside of words, numbers, and other symbolic notations which can be carried with the structure of the computer. Rather, the nature of the social memory complex is one of less intellect, and more, we confess, we find no words in this instrument's vocabulary to express fully the dynamic between the mind's intelligence and its way of organizing material and the heart's intelligence and its way of organizing and prioritizing the same material. The computer then has no heart. The seeker may well find the heart within to be more like the computer, yet as the seeker moves along its path more and more, catalysts shall come, which gives the seeker opportunities to move from head to heart. This is a necessary step, the relinquishing of knowing, the surrender to unknowing, and the acceptance of truths which are felt and known in every cell of those truths which are learned, memorized, and repeated. The social memory complex then is a net that is alive, as are those which have contributed to that infinitely great network of connections from person to person to person. When a member of a social memory complex wishes to know something, then that intelligence or information is indeed accessed, as this instrument would say, yet it is accessed through the heart, through a knowing which is like instinct once it has been awakened within. This insight or intuition as a way of knowing is that which the computer, no matter how sophisticated, cannot replicate. However, much can be learned about the self and about the process of spiritual evolution by paying attention to the ways in which those about each of you are more and more beginning to relate to each other. There is an eagerness and an openness about such grand global concepts as the internet, which offer a kind of hope and promise which is most salubrious at this time for those among your people who wish to make connections and have begun to awaken to their true position, that is, they are not truly native to the soil which they trod, but are instead beings of quite another kind than it would appear to the naked eye. What we see occurring is a two-way dynamic in which environment entities have constant simulation, which may lead to awakening. The desire of entities to conform and to be distracted moves as a negative influence, which tends to break down the process of reaching out and making fearless connections with those about one. Insofar as the mass media of your culture focuses upon the portion of human activity, shall we say, that carries a heavy, negative emotional charge, such as the war, the murder, the rape, and so forth, there is that which builds fear and raises walls betwixt entities. However, the same mass media also contains much that is yeasty with hope for those who are hoping to find some place to belong, some place that does not feel alien, and with the greatly enhanced capacities of entities to make connections with one another, that the age of information, as this instrument calls it, brings these same mass media, are gratefully applauded harbingers of the capacity of entities to make these connections. To strengthen that golden netting of love manifested in light that will become internalized in time, and therefore that are the parents in a real way of the social memory complex. Much shall occur within your culture which may seem full of strife, as the peoples upon your sphere are rocked to their foundations by the change in consciousness which is even now occurring. The service which entities provide who do actively use the resources at hand to make connections shall be those which help this planet in its birthing process. We simply caution each that in making these connections, no outcome be held in thought, no limitation placed upon the possibilities of any connection. Those who wish the most sometimes to aid a culture or society or world are drawn by their concern into rigid conceptual structures concerning ways and means of arriving at the goal desired. We would encourage each who wishes to press forward along this path of making connections to continue seeking that intuition and sense of the heart rather than making great plans and carrying out this or that campaign conceived irrespective of connections made spontaneously. For the social memory complex shall be builded one relationship at a time, just as when entities seek peace as a nation, they must first seek peace within the self. The great desire to see the global self emerge is most productive when that vision does not lead impersonal, conceived, and organized attempts to contact everyone. We encourage each to continue to trust that connections that need to be made shall be made as they come to a ripeness and a readiness. Trust and faith are those resources which shall see good use here, for the instinct of those who breathe and know that their incarnation is short is to plunge ahead, to take the bull by the horns, as the saying goes, and to move as quickly as humanly possible towards a desired end. However, the deepest desires of the human heart are those which cannot be shoved, pushed, or prodded. Rather, the skillful seeker and worker in light is he who is able to surrender to the rhythms of his own destiny and to act in such a way as to magnify those internal connections in the heart and mind which keep the seeker from beginning to direct the flow of events according to some preconceived plan. For those who are destined to create the larger catalysts of this birthing time are those who shall not be able to do aught else. Do not, then, be concerned that you are not doing enough to press forward in the path of evolution for this planet. For there is a rhythm to these affairs, and all seems to be going well. The rhythm seems strong, and the planet is slowly but surely awakening to its true nature. Each and every day can extend that circle of relationship. It is desired simply by leaving the private dwelling and moving among the people of your planet. Simply place the self in the way of relationship when the opportunity is there, and when that results in a new connection, rejoice. When the day does not bring new connections, rejoice. There is no strain to the tempo of spiritual evolution. We see this instrument wonders why we speak about seemingly a side issue of computers and other mass media. However, as we said in the beginning, this is kind of a sideways question, for the computer model is so like the social memory complex in some ways. Yet perhaps we have been able to express the dynamic involved. The social memory complex lives and has the soul. No collection of facts or expression of them has that same quality of being organic and alive. We encourage each to continue making those connections that each is already consciously attempting to make. Your culture is really speeding up, and we encourage each to enjoy this often uncomfortable process of transformation and to remain open to the connections that are destined to be offered to each. See each with the eyes of love, and the connection shall be true. And in a session from 2018, they ask, quo, would you please give us an idea of the stages we might expect to see as we form a social memory complex here on Earth in fourth density? Quo explains that this is an interesting query, for indeed the first stage has begun. All of those who seek in the conscious fashion the one creator, without discriminating the name of such a creator, or the qualities of such a creator, or the source of such a creator, but simply realize that such a creator exists, and that there is a great desire within the self to serve that creator in whatever way possible, is an entity which is making itself available for the harvest into your fourth density of love and understanding. It is important that each such conscious seeker realize that no matter how much information has been gathered to describe the nature of the creator and its ability to express itself in each iota of the creation, that still there is little that is known about either the creator or this journey that you are upon. For this density of choice is a density in which little is known, that there is no true understanding. There is the desire to gather information and to move forward in what is seen to be the spiritual journey, using this information as a means of describing the path that is walked and the steps that are taken. And as you have mentioned, the stages through which each passes. Thus, the beginning stage is that which the conscious realization of the path upon which each seeker of truth now moves, as what you call time transpires throughout the remainder of those third density illusion. And there is much confusion, much disharmony, much antagonism, division and pain of a spiritual nature that is experienced by the great majority of your population. Those entities who have qualified themselves through their own seeking of truth will find further means of polarizing their consciousness more towards that which is of service to others. For there will be many instances and opportunities and serving those who are in the spiritual pain, in mental distress, in physical disease, for there is much of a disharmonious nature and atmosphere within this planetary sphere. Your Mother Earth has been severely distressed for many thousands of your years by this disharmonious atmosphere and attitude, which is now culminating in the divisions between peoples, groups, countries that now express upon the third density level of experience. As time continues to move forward into the fourth density vibrations of love and understanding, there will be a decreasing population due to many factors that will allow entities to pass from this incarnation and to move through the cycle of light into the tunnel of light that measures the vibration of each entity, so that it may be determined by each entity's ability to welcome and enjoy an increasing intensity of light, whether or not this entity shall indeed move into the fourth density that is now forming upon this planetary sphere. Wars, disease, and simple old age will take their toll upon this planetary population, continuing to reduce it as time moves forward. As you are aware, there is no accurate means of determining exactly how long this time period will last until the fourth density is fully in vibratory mode upon your planet Earth. However, there will come that time when the population has dwindled and reached its zero point. As this time approaches, the fourth density sphere will continue to be increasing in its population so that those entities who have been able to welcome and enjoy fourth density vibrations will find themselves upon a new Earth. With new capabilities of understanding, each entity will be able to perceive the thoughts and the feelings and the vibratory level of each other being, so that there is a beginning blending of these vibrations in a manner which reveals self to other self as self. Thus, each entity will begin to feel a kinship, shall we say, a beating of similar hearts, a walking of the same path, a seeking of the same service to others qualities that are existent within the self. As each entity then becomes more and more aware of the circle of other entities about it, and is able to absorb these entities' conscious vibrations of selfhood, then there will become a new experience of what you call reality, or another illusion in which the light is more densely packed and reveals more information to each entity dwelling within this light-filled environment. The progress, or the stages as you have called them, of the blending of vibrations becomes amplified with the addition of each entity passing through that so-called tunnel of light, the vibrations of which are able to entice or draw toward it those passing from the third density illusion. As more and more entities then become aware of their new environment, there is the opening of each heart to each other heart, the opening of each mind to each other mind, the blending of the spirit, so that there is the ability to give and receive love in a fashion that is harmonious to all entities engaged in this group process. Thus, each entity brings a living library of experience with it, as it is able to find a place within the beingness of the group. Each entity, therefore, will discover there is a greater sense of self that enlarges itself within each portion of the group energies. Thus, there is the creation of what you call a social memory complex that has a type of identity that is much likened unto the cells of the body of the one creator, becoming conscious of the creator within each entity. Thus, this process of blending of the vibrations of each entity has at its disposal the total living bank of memory from each entity's incarnations throughout the third density experience. Therefore, there is a time in which this blending may be completed, a time that is not measured as you measure time. This time may be seen as a kind of opening into the infinite intelligence of the one creator, so that each entity thus offering itself into this blending becomes aware of the nature of the one creator, not only within itself, but also within each other entity within this newly forming circle of being, which you could call either a group mind or a social memory complex. So this is the best explanation I can find of this, and I really wonder and want to know what it's like on these planets when a social memory complex really forms. In the Law of One material, it says that essentially a third of the planet goes social memory complex and wipes out the rest. The rest of the planet has to move on to other incarnations, it's implied, that the social memory complex stays and forms. So is this a bunch of people walking around mindlessly controlled like a cell or an amoeba together? They all have the memory of all their incarnations. So you, inside of a social memory complex, not only have the memory of all your incarnations, according to this, but all the incarnations of every person that's within the complex. Obviously, this would create insanity. So there has to be some mechanism in which this becomes available and it doesn't create insanity. If we were suddenly walking around with the entire trove of memory of every single person, how could we handle that? So perhaps the social memory complex becomes aware of it, and this entity sort of forms as the means in which this is expressed. It sounds like it could become very scientific. There could be some level in which our telepathic capabilities become more attuned. But I don't see it. I don't quite understand it. I have felt it in group meditations. I do think that there is a power in these group meditations. And when we start moving singly, perhaps something else happens. I don't understand it. I still don't. It's just a group mind. And if a group mind forms, what would that mean on this planet? If we all had a group mind working together and having full access with the Akashic, then we pretty much could change the world. We could do anything that we wanted. We could create political power. We could solve hunger, and the sky's the limit. So there is a level to this for there to be a social memory complex service to self. It would need 95%. So only 50% service to others. There is a question there that's asked if they're a part of this social memory complex. But more interestingly, the idea is that it works better when it's service to others, because it's very hard for a social memory complex to form when everybody's out for themselves. There's not going to be a group mind type of dynamic. And it may be one of the reasons why the service to others dominates the service to self in future evolutions and higher densities, because there's these stable social memory complexes which fight the constantly degrading social memory complexes formed by service to self. The power that we get from these social memory complexes may be unstoppable. You are starting to see a group mind in the world. You see events that seem to form and shape, and there is a group mind effect that occurs. There's a dynamic of group consciousness forming all over the planet, and you can see it in politics and in governments and in wars. And you can see the dichotomy. You can see a dichotomy on this planet. We have a lot of service to self. We have a lot of service to others. And they are in competition with each other on a subtle level. And it goes back to that war in heaven that we may have in our soul's memory. But there is clearly something that is happening when you move to this fourth density. It's a dynamic that a lot of times I don't see in discussion very much in the Dolores Cannon material as much as I do in the raw material, which is this group mind that sort of forms. Now, we had the beginnings of this group mind when Carl Jung discussed the collective unconscious. And there certainly is some sort of collective unconscious that we access within our subconscious, within our dreams, but perhaps this becomes more and more available to us. Now imagine a world where you knew everything. You knew the truth of everything. If the Akashic record were to become alive, as Jim McCarty explained in relation to this question, then that would mean that you'd walk up to your friend on the street, you would know everything about your friend. All the good stuff and all the bad stuff. And perhaps, as implied in here, which is the first I've heard of, you would know their past lives too. And in the process, you would understand that they are you. There would be a fundamental shift, but it would be very interesting at the beginning, because as this truth becomes available to us, we would more and more be changed in how we act as a society. And we're seeing it on a very small level. Imagine if they seeped this introduction of a group consciousness slowly over time. We would see what we have now. Big social events occurring in dynamics like we see in politics or a variety of different places. There is clearly something happening. And I'm just wondering if you see this dynamic in your life right now. A sort of group consciousness that's forming. You see it all the time. In the old days, when something would happen on video, people would react and, oh well, it would go away after a week. But now you see something, everybody sees something tragic or terrible, and they can see themselves in that other person. And it hits deep, and then there is huge unrest because people are not responding to that event that happened as if it happened to someone else. They're responding as if it happened to themselves. So when you see injustices happen in the world and it bothers you more and more, that's a part of you recognizing yourself in that injustice. I think that's what's happening with this dynamic that we're seeing, and why we see people getting crazier and crazier and more intense about social events happening, because this social memory complex is awakening. In any case, I hope that you enjoyed this, and I'd love to get your feelings about it. As we've done these group meditations, have you noticed any sort of social memory complex forming? A group mind awareness where you're available and aware with all the people that are involved. I'd love to know more about that in your particular life. Let me know, put it in the notes, and like this video so other people can find out about social memory complexes. I'll definitely return to Quo very soon, and make sure to check out llresearch.org, where you can see transcripts of the Quo sessions. There's just so many. It's so amazing, and it's hard to begin where to start if you want to discuss this material, but it really is an expansion of the Law of One, and I highly recommend it. All episodes of The Reality Revolution can be found at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.